I mean, I'm just like, okay, last year was a good year for me. I still came off of the injury, but I was focused on just the task at hand, making sure I was playing, making sure my body was healthy. Like, just going out there, whatever happens in the game happens, but I'm giving it my all. Now I'm like, then you get your contract, and it's, you got a contract. Now they, eyes are on you. People are expecting more from you and trying to live up to it. And my first big contract, I'm like, I want to earn this contract. I want to make sure they know that I'm not just a fluke and I'm going out there just not being me, not being a guy that got me to this contract. And trying to change it mid-season is not really the best to change your footwork, your stance, what you're doing. So it's like trying to change through the season but still prepare for the guy you're going up against, making sure that you know the game plan, you know what's going on. So there's still a lot of during the off season is when you make your critical changes. During the season is when you should polish up and continue to build on and improve. So I kind of had to do both this season. In no way am I making an excuse. In no way am I trying to put the blame on somebody else. But just me knowing, like, if I go one game at a time, yes, last week wasn't my best game. We got to win. Win's good for the team. This week, we got to get another win. We got a team that we haven't really played against and got to make sure that we get our running game, we get our passing game, knowing that last game of the regular season, I get to go against the Redskins again, and then we can deal with that then. But right now, I got to move forward.
So are you saying you got caught in bad technique habits and you're trying to work them out during the season?
I mean, you watch film, I watch film, coaches watch film.
I mean, is that what you mean when you say you're supposed to work on that stuff in the offseason?
I mean, you work on your technique, like your skills, what sets you're going to use, your footwork, your hand placement. You drill all that, like, so in the season, you're just worried about your opponent. They react, you react. It's not like, okay, I'm going to step with this foot. I'm going to do this. Like, you're thinking about the play. You're thinking about the defense. You're thinking about their alignment. Are they blitzing? Are they rushing? What are they doing? You don't want to be thinking about, what's my footwork? Because you know you're going to get beat.
That's the trap you've got yourself into? Is that what you...
I kind of got myself into the trap, trying to do too much early on. Trying to change my game during the offseason. Like, I got this contract. This is where a lot of people want to be. This is what I wanted. Make sure I'm earning it. Make sure I'm doing the right thing. But blowing it up out of proportion rather than saying, I've been blessed with this contract. But what got me this blessing was me doing what I was doing in the season. So build on that rather than trying to change it or come out with something new or this is the new and improved. Like, just build on the things you were doing. Build on the positives. Get rid of the negatives.
How do you do too much, I guess, in your position? I'm just curious, I mean, what would you define as doing too much?
I mean, overanalyzing, overthinking, mm-hmm. trying to, or knowing what you do, but also seeing other people. Like, this is everyone in the league got their own talent, their own ability. We all are different shapes and sizes. So you can't say, he blocked this way, let me block like this because he did this right. Like, my technique last year wasn't the best, some say, but it got the job done. And we're
so
all about
maybe mimic somebody's,
but we're all about getting the job done in this performance. Now you can't just keep with that because everyone's watching the film of what I did last year, so I have to improve on it. But don't try to change it where now we're back at the drawing board and trying to perfect something that was already perfected. So it's just doing that, making sure that I'm mentally in the game here and now. I know my first bad game against the Panthers where I let it get to me, like, early on, like, you gave up 3 sacks the year before, and you're already starting off with 2 in a row. Like, what's going on? And then, like, okay, yeah, the media's going to want to see me after the game. Like, what are y'all going to ask? What are y'all going to do? So just way too much stuff in my head. Just playing the game. Yes, last week wasn't the best game for me, but we got the win. And I'm excited about the win. And I know that I get another chance, another opportunity. So it's always, if you're blessed with another opportunity, take that effort, take that as a sign that you can improve, you can do better, and positive going into this week against the Chargers.